weird.
It's a bright almond. But almond is in.
It's new one.
So where we are at the moment. This now you look up here. That's what you're looking for. Okay, so I'm just waiting for you.
Okay, good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Great, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Sir, what is your name, sir?
This is Steve O'Tweekamara. I have a name, Martinez. I'll stand by and I'll put the phone
okay.
Over to him. My name is Leon Martinez, 298-350.
Okay, sir. Could you just stand by 1 minute? Who has Martinez?
I have him.
Okay. Sir, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, will be conducting your hearing this morning. That'll be the next voice that you will be hearing, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir. Once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
It's Leon Martinez, 298-350.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. You've been with us on the board, and we thank the committee for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation for your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on, trying to get adjusted here with Mr. Johnson microphone. He does his a little different than the rest of us, so he has his all tied up here. You were notified this hearing back on April the 5th of this year. You remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And only one thing you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I say that you're representing yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are 5 board members participating in your hearing today, all the way on the other end, all the way to go to my left, go right. That is the Honorable Mr. Lee Royce. They say him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. They say him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, who served as the lead at this moment. And next to Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Johnson is the Honorable of the Seattle Big House. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, sir. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. And that's Mr. Westby, as you can see now, sir. Mr. Martinez and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth for you, God, and to yourself, for him?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Martinez, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, you can tell me whether it's true or false, sir. It reads that you are in violation of any condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by the failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Office within 1 business day following your release on May 26, 2017. Your whereabouts is unknown. This was an instructor from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Martinez, I will confirm that he is in violation of terms and conditions of his supervision, that he is the report that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, the motion by myself, and that's C.G. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Collins. Now, sir, we're moving to phase 2 of the hearing, which is very important, because at the end of phase 2, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision, sir. So we're going to ask you to be quiet at this time, and we're going to be back and talk with you for just a moment. At this time, we're going to ask Mr. Westby, if you would be kind enough to give us some background information on you, and then we're going to come back and talk. Mr. Westby, sir.
On May 26, 2017, Mr. Martinez was released from DOC. He was arrested March 2, 2018 by Espinola PD in New Mexico on new misdemeanor charges of criminal damage, property, and battery against... Don't know what the last word is, I can't make that up. Property He was back in DOC custody March 2nd, 2018. Wait, I need to verify that date here because I believe that that is... Just give me 1 second because it looks like he was, there was a delay before he was sent back. He was back in DOC custody on March 18th, 2018. He was has an adjusted CCD of October 27th, 2017, which, and that's wrong too, let me correct that. I looked at adjusted CCD, obviously you have the most current.
It's your August 3rd.
And that would be correct. August 3rd, 2018, which reflects 280 abscondes. Current conviction,
180.
280 abscondes.
Thank you, sir.
Current conviction, 2015, burglary, first degree, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score 4, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Norteño Security Threat Group. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant, but violence noted. Other arrests, all arrest listed charges were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G6-B6. I do have status of charges. I received from Senior Parole Officer Haggard, dated April 30th, 2018, that states, on April 30th, 2018, this officer contacted a Rio Arriba County Attorney's Office in New Mexico, and he said the offender is still pending charges for criminal damage against property and battery against property. No court date will be set until he is returned to custody in New Mexico or provides proof of his incarceration in Arizona.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. And we're back to you, Mr. McKinnon. We want to talk to you for a few minutes and give you an opportunity to talk to the board and tell the board really what happened. But we do take note that when you were released initially, you were released homeless. And so you, how long did you remain homeless? All on your own, but it seemed at some point you were supposed to go to the Black Canyon Regional Office. After 1 day and you didn't make it there, so what happened, sir?
Well, when I got out, I didn't want nothing to remind me of prison. So I threw my clothes, I threw my papers, and later on I realized that I threw my parole papers, so I didn't know where to go to report. So I went to my old probation office, which I can't, I'm not familiar with Phoenix because I'm not from out here. I'm from New Mexico. And I went to my old probation office. I know it's in between Indian School and Thomas. And they told me I didn't have a parole officer assigned to me. So they gave me a number to call. I called that number for 3 days and no one was answering. So I didn't want to stay homeless out here. I didn't have nowhere to stay. So I went back to New Mexico.
So after you couldn't find where you were supposed to be, you thought you were supposed to be at Indian School in Thomas, and somebody gave you a number, and that didn't work, so you just picked up and went to New Mexico. You didn't follow up at all and try to find anyone. I know you're not from Arizona. I respect that very much. So, and you didn't quite know where to go. But let me ask you: if you don't have any relatives or nobody here in Arizona that you could have made contact with, sir?
I have my mom, but my mom, we were in on good terms.
Oh.
And so.
I'm sorry you and your mother were not on good terms. But what is your mother? Is she, I mean, is she in the Phoenix area, or Tucson, or somewhere else?
Phoenix.
Okay, so, yeah, you were in the Phoenix, and you were in Phoenix, and that just didn't work out. And we don't show any other information as it relates to the case supervision statement, but let me just ask a couple of questions because we don't see any information. Did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
with my dad doing landscaping.
And that was in New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
And how long were you working with your father, sir?
I was working with my dad for like about 8 months.
Okay, so well, glad you have a brother. It's just too bad that you were outside of Arizona. I would assume that you didn't, since you never checked in, I assume that you didn't have any UAs. You've been dropping any UAs, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Aside from working with your father and being in New Mexico, what were you doing the other 280 days when you were in New Mexico, sir? About 280 days.
I was just trying to maintain my household and support my family out there.
Who's your family out there, sir? You say your mother's here and your father's there. You have another family in New Mexico aside from your father, sir?
Well, it was my girlfriend and my niece that were living with me.
Okay, so you were responsible for them. I know you know the reasons, but exactly what were you doing when the police in New Mexico picked you up, sir?
I called the cops on myself to turn myself in because I didn't want to be on the run no more. And we had a broken window in the room, and they charged me with criminal damage because my girlfriend told them that it had been broken, but they didn't believe her. So they told her that they were going to take her to jail for domestic violence against me, and that they were going to take me to jail for domestic violence against her. So, and we were just arguing. So I just told them that I broke it so that way they wouldn't do nothing to her because she has to take care of my niece out there. So I didn't want her to go to jail, so I took all blame for it. So that way nothing would happen to her.
Well, I commend you for looking out for your girlfriend and for your niece. It's just unfortunate that it did not work to your advantage because you were supervision at the time. I'm just going to ask one other question about other board members. Now, who was residing at 4207 West Brennan Avenue in Phoenix? Whose residence was that, sir? That was listed as your last known address. So who was living there, sir?
That was my mother's house.
Oh, that's your mother's, okay. Okay, sir. I don't have any further questions at this time. I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you, sir, at this time. I don't see any other questions at this time from other board members, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. However, this is your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. Without repeating yourself, anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir? And then we'll move forward, and at the end, the board will make a determination after having some discussion. Anything else, sir, you want to tell the board?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
I'm not a bad person. I was just in a bad situation. I don't have nowhere to stay out here. I've been locked up. I've heard of halfway houses, and I'm willing to go to a halfway house and show you guys that I can be a productive member of society. And I'm just asking you guys if you guys could please give me a second chance.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion and following this discussion. The board will come back with its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. So if you remain quiet, the board is now in discussion. Please stay on the phone because it's part of the open meeting rights that we spend in Arizona. You can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything behind closed doors here in Arizona. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation as it relates to Mr. Martinez, a young man who's trying to get his life together. He was released homeless, and then he gave claims that he could not find his parole office here in the Phoenix area. And to make a long story short, he ended up going to New Mexico where he would be with his father, his fiance, as well as with his niece. But the problem was that he did not have, he had not been approved to leave the state of Arizona, and yet he was away for some 280 days, and during that period, I don't deny the fact that maybe he wasn't working for his father, which was good, but by the same token, we had no idea exactly what he was doing because of leave. He was not reported to a parole officer, and we just cannot turn our backs when someone is slammed for that length of time, 280 days. Therefore, in one board member, I speak only as one board member, that's for myself. I am not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members.
Agreed.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Leon Martinez, ADC number 298350, violated terms of additional supervision, that he was delinquent, he violated them based upon the information contained his warrant number. I'm going to put the warrant number on record. Warrant number 2017-1861 is which he absconded for some 280 days, and he also left the state of Arizona. I'm going to move based upon that to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Morales, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, as has already been stated, you will be released on August 3rd, 2018. At that time, you will not have to report to a parole officer, but you do have something pending in New Mexico. And you have no control over that situation that's pending in New Mexico. That's something that you would have to work out with the authorities in New Mexico. But if you're really concerned, that's when this particular morning will end. So this will end your hearing, sir. Good luck. We wish you the best. And thank you so much for appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee today. And your hearing is over. Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.